Stay with us as next we're chatting to Danielle Steers and Sharon Sexton, two of the stars of Bat Out of Hell, the breathtaking new musical at the London Coliseum based on the music of Jim Steinman and the legend that is Meat Loaf. And it's just been extended again. And the Coliseum is a barn of a theatre. It's absolutely massive. And that just shows you how popular Bat Out of Hell is becoming, and it's overtaking the West End by storm. You're listening to The Curtain Up Show in association with Today Ticks Live on Resonance FM with me, Tim MacArthur. Now, it's time for our final guests. With epic book, music and lyrics by Jim Steinman and a multi-award-winning creative team, Bat Out of Hell, a tale of love, rebellion and rock and roll, has exploded onto stage at the London Coliseum in a musical critics are calling the show to see in 2017. It's off to Canada. It's rumoured to be going to Broadway, and they're now also trying to find a West End theatre for next year. I don't know if there's a theatre big enough, to be quite frankly, actually. Here to tell us more are two of the stars of the show, Danielle Steers and Sharon Sexton. Good afternoon, ladies. Welcome to The Curtain Up Show.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I mean, Bat Out of Hell, it's absolutely bonkers. Amazing, but bonkers.
That's the best way to describe it. It's just crazy. Completely nuts. It is. It's like nothing I think the West End has ever seen before. It's, yeah, it's crazy. We got our reviews as well. I think even so far, they've all been really positive, but people actually don't really know what to make of it yet. Our favourite was the one yesterday. Remember the one in the Metro?
Oh, yeah, 1 and 5 stars. Mm-hmm.
I saw that. What?
What? Seriously.
So that's 6.
That's what we're saying.
That's 6 stars. You know what I mean? I mean, why did they say 1?
I think their take on it was like, what a lot of people have said about it, like, and what we were just saying, it's an experience. You just have to accept what it is, but it's not your standard musical. And no. I think it makes people's heads spin. So I think, like, they came out and they were like, we don't know if this was truly awful or if this was absolutely the best thing we've ever seen.
But you see, I think that's more interesting to actually, because I did sit there watching going, what the hell is going on? Mm-hmm. But on top of that, there is moments of pure theatricalism.
Yes, very much so.
Where you just go, that is actually...
Wow moments.
Wow moments of theatre. So, and of course, the music is fantastic. And you all are fantastic. Your voices and you know, your acting and what you're doing, your energy is, you know... So you do sort of sit there going...
yeah, just let it's like, wash over
wash,
you.
Wash yeah, over completely. Me, because you just think, I don't really know what's...
What's going on?
And I don't really have to. It's not Chekhov. I don't have to concentrate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you listen to like the music that's in the show and the Jim Steinman songs and the way he writes, I mean, a lot of his songs they're not your average verse, chorus,
no,
verse, chorus,
they're not.
Bridge, key change. No. It's not like his music, like all of the songs, they're like mini little operas.
He did
them,
originally
you know?
Write them to be musical as well. So that's why they're so long.
But I also think as well, because of this, it seems to me, I'm not very technical with my musicology terms, but it seems like, I want to say like glam rock.
Yeah.
And it feels like a glam rock video. Does that make sense?
It does almost, yeah. I think we love it and we'll be snobs proper. I think it is like glam rock slash like an opera. Like I think it's just one of those things where it's so extravagant. It's so big. And like, even the song that I sing in it with the lovely Rob Feller, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, that is like a 3-act opera. Like
it's like there's
3 pieces and that's one song. Yeah. And that scene and in itself is just like, I know you come out of that going, what the heck just happened? Yeah. What was that? So that's
the the birthday scene is particularly
brilliant.
It's brilliant because you just think, oh, I know what I'm watching now, and then all of a sudden that
then this comes in. I know half an hour is the show. It's
and
just
there's all the servants dressed up as like they're in a different time zone to everybody else, and then I'm doing all this really quirky movement, and you think,
yeah.
This is, and then...
What is this? I know, and it's funny because when we were... Our director, Jay Shibe, he's got like a real eye for comedy, and he really is, with some of the things when we were rehearsing that, because, you know, we were creating from scratch, so we were trying to figure out what it was as well. And exactly that, just when we thought we would start to get a handle on what the show was going to be, we got to the birthday scene, and he was like, oh, I think it'd be funny, like, if, you know, you fall off the chair here, or if they move here, or if you... And some of the things that you were putting in, he was, like, suggesting we were going... What is this?
But the audience seemed to love it.
Yeah.
Now let's just quickly talk about your character, Sharon. Who do you play? Tell us about your character.
I play the lovely Sloane, who I have to say is a joy of a role and not one that comes along very often for a lady of a certain age to get something that meaty in musical theatre with that much soul and with the songs that I have been gifted. It's awesome.
And quite sexy.
Very, yeah. Not me, Sloane, but yeah.
No, but I mean, she is. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. She's quite a.
She's amazing. She's a really strong woman who is, I think, there's an awful lot of women who come and see this show who come up to me afterwards just going, oh my God, that's me. Yeah. She's not just the girl who was in the Meatloaf video. She's like, you know, a mom and a wife, but she's got her own struggles going on.
And you get
on.
Some great numbers.
Oh, yeah, get some classics. Yeah,
we really do. Some lots of amazing...
We all do. Everybody has who gets to sing gets to sing, like, just the most awesome stuff, you know?
Songs.
And Danielle, tell us who you play.
I play the role of Zahara. I think she's also pretty strong, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Sassy, feisty. She knows what she wants.
You do have a very sassy walk.
Yeah.
I noticed. I was like, I could tell you. There's one particular moment I think in Act One where you're really sassy with your walk, and then your nurse's outfit as well.
Oh, nurse's outfit.
You could see quite a lot of gentlemen suddenly perked up in the audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that nurse outfit. It's great. I might have to take it home with me.
Yeah. And as a gentleman of a certain persuasion myself, I even appreciated it.
Thank you.
High fives to Danielle and our John Vosser, our designer.
And now, so we should really talk about the story, just in a sort of. Let's just see what all we think the story is, should we?
Well, you see.
What's your version
of
the story?
What do you think? Yeah.
All right, you interview me then about it.
All right, I'll tell you. It's been described as a lot of things. I think it is a take on Peter Pan originally, and you can see that through that theme runs throughout it. You've got these kids that don't grow up, that don't age. You've got your Lost Boys and your Peter Pan character, your Wendy character, and your Captain Hook, and there are those references. But there's also been compared to Romeo and Juliet, West Side Story. You know, there is that young love, I suppose, and that kind of story of just trying to hang on to your youth.
Yeah.
That's where we are anyway, which that music does for you, you know. So that's it for Sloane and Falco. That's our storyline. It's just that kind of, you've got both of them running parallel. So you've got young love and old love that's hanging on by a thread.
Would you add anything into that?
No, I'll just go with...
You've the just unrequited love though as well, don't you?
Yeah, unrequited love, yes. But it all works out in the end.
But then you sort of have unrequited love... And then you have someone else who has an unrequited love for you.
Yeah, so I'm in love with Strat, and then he doesn't want me anymore, and then...
And then do you go for Sloppy Seconds?
And then,
Sloppy Seconds, who, like, sings the most amazing duet in the whole show of her. Like, I take Dom as my Sloppy Second.
Dom is
there
incredible.
You see, Dom, you've got that now on air.
Dom's incredible to work with. He's a joy. Yeah.
When you were creating something like this, because obviously, how long did you have? Because it started in Manchester, didn't it?
Yeah, we started rehearsing mid-December, was it?
Yeah. Really?
Mid-December, and then we opened in February, so it was a very long rehearsal process, but like Sharon said, we were creating this from scratch. It was all workshopping stuff and
And we had Jim in the room with us on Skype every day, so stuff was constantly
on
changing.
Skype.
On Skype, a live stream.
Was it a big screen or was it just like on someone's iPhone?
No, it was a little screen. It was a little screen, but we had Barry Keating, who was over as well, who's his right-hand man with the camera, so he used to film us in rehearsals and we would chat to him on the camera, and he'd send the DVDs or whatever, the footage, every night to Jim. So it was practically like he was there with us. So things were being rewritten and changed and constantly.
As performers, what is that process like?
Never ending.
It's still happening. Things are constantly changing, which is great. It keeps you on your toes when you get given a new scene just before
you go on.
It does keep you on your toes, and I think it's quite refreshing as well sometimes.
Yeah, just... I think it's nice that people are so, because it's been like this has been in the works for 40 years, there's a lot of people attached to it. So like
40 years.
40, yeah. 40, it was originally written as a musical and it just never happened, and they recorded the album and Meatloaf released But Out of Hell And they kind of did it the other way around. That's the way the producers describe it, as like the best-selling cast record of the musical that was never made.
Yes.
So, even though our own is coming out soon.
Yes, yes. Fingers crossed.
Oh,
yes.
Very good.
Yeah. But because that's been in the works for so long, people attached to it, this project, are so passionate. So they want it to be right. And yeah. It's wonderful to be working with people who are
so
constantly
invested.
Changing. Yeah, exactly.
And a 2-month rehearsal period is quite a long time.
Yeah, I mean, the set on its own is a monster. And we were rehearsing in Clapham on some scaffolding.
Oh, yeah.
That was like nothing that resembled the set. So when we actually got onto the set, we were like, wow,
oh, okay.
We have to change a lot of things.
And we need to climb down these rocks in 70s platforms. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Because the set is, I love the set. There's motorbikes, there's cars, there's...
Fire,
water.
There's
our videographer as well.
That is amazing as well, because I was trying to work out where all the cameras were. So
they're
obviously
all
there's
live on stage. Yeah.
Mm. So we'll just describe. So the stage up, sort of backstage left, is like a raised bit, which is like a bedroom.
Yes, Family Falco's tower.
Yeah, that's the tower. So there's lots of scenes happening in the bedroom, which are then. Sometimes you can see them vaguely through the glass windows on the door, but they're projected on stage right on a big screen.
Yeah, which is like a big billboard.
Billboard.
Yeah.
But then and then other times there's all little tellies down at the front of the stage where you can see it as well. Was there, when you were rehearsing it, because I know you've got a little bit in, well, you both have, where you are sort of really close-ups on camera.
Yeah. We have like, what is it, a 37-second scene together? Like, is the trickiest scene for both of us.
Do you have
everything so choreographed?
I was going to say, but also because, I mean, the Colosseum is a barn of a theatre. It's a
huge,
massive theatre. When you do those scenes, do you, like, go into... Because there's a difference between, like, sort of theatre acting.
Yeah. And TV acting.
Yeah. Did the director sort of say, right, this is going to be on screen, so therefore we just have to make it a bit more...
Yeah, completely. Everything. It's like a dance, it really is. Yeah. Like, the way we had to work. And it's funny, it took us a while to get our heads around it. Certainly for me, anyway, because I'm so used to playing, you know, a musical theatre.
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
is out front and hit your mark and hit your lights. And this is just to try and make the camera work. Like, our cameraographer, was that what you call a videographer? Paulina? Camera woman?
Yeah, camera operator. Yeah.
Operator, yeah. She's
cameraographer.
Well, we call it camerography, and, like, that's what it is.
Yeah, it is literally a dance, isn't it?
And
yeah.
it, just to get all of the looks, and then you have to totally change the way you're playing it, because you're like, oh, yeah, I'm on screen. So it that took a while. You have to kind of change
hats. Into your body.
Because I was going to say, because you're in the mood, if you're doing scenes where you know you've got to be slightly bigger and then you switch as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's a very demanding piece of theatre.
It is. It's probably one of the most challenging things I think I'll ever do anyway, definitely.
Yeah,
between,
I agree.
Between vocally challenging with these songs and this music and with all of the different styles of performance in it as well, you know?
Mm. And are you amazed with the response? Because, I mean, it's selling out. I think it's the third time you've extended at the Colosseum.
Yeah, I don't think we knew what to expect when we first opened in Manchester. Obviously, no one had ever seen it before, so we wasn't sure what the audience's reaction was going to be. But, I mean, that first night in Manchester was just crazy, like, deafening from the audience.
And those people there who had, like, again, massive Steinman fans who knew this music, and people had flown in from Australia,
halfway across the world.
From Austria. Yeah. So, like, as soon as the first line was spoken... the place just erupted. I remember that feeling. I think we could see each other, because we see each other before we go on every night backstage. We were all waiting at our positions, whatever. And it was just that look between everybody just going, oh, wow. Okay.
You must still have that now in London.
Yeah,
because
absolutely. And like, I literally just got goosebumps thinking about that moment.
People fly from all over the world, and people have seen it, even though we've only been open a few months, people have seen it like...
8 times.
So, I mean, more,
no,
like
40 times.
Yeah. Times.
With the best fans out there.
We
have
the great
fans.
The Bat fans.
The Bat Clan.
Shout out to those.
Full on. They have been so supportive. They're amazing.
They're really
this
great.
Music just gets into people's soul, though, like, it does.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me on the Curtain Up Show, and congratulations.
Right.
And you're on until the 22nd of August.
That's right.
Now.
We've just extended till the 22nd.
Again.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, obviously, Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we take over the world.
And then Broadway, London, I know they're trying to find a theatre.
They're exactly that. It's trying to find a home, but I think it's kind of showed that...
Dominion.
Yeah,
putting them out there.
It's kind of show. I hope it'll be around for a long time.
I hope
so
too.
I think so. Yeah. Well, congratulations. It's at the London Coliseum, and for more information, visit batoutofhellmusical.com. And you can book tickets, of course, via Today Ticks, the theatre ticket app. And they're also playing at West End Live this Saturday at 5:45 p.m. and Sunday at 1:50 p.m. For more information, check out westendlive.co.uk.